Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. You have to work with your pain rather than against it. And when you understand the pain that you have is going to make you better, when you're going with the process, when you're going with the struggle, when you're going with something that you're dealing with, your pain will become your purpose, because you will be able to handle everything that's coming to you, everything that's coming for you, everything that's happening to you. So in this video, we're diving deep on how to turn your pain and how to work with your pain rather than against it, because oftentimes in life, we're working against what we have been through rather than using it as fuel to push us to the next level. So if this is your first time here, welcome. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and today we're talking deep on pain and how you can work with the pain that you have rather than against it. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and engage in a conversation with how we're going to talk on how we're speaking about pain and how you start perfecting and getting better with it today. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and engage with the conversation. See, let me go ahead right on the board. Work with pain. And the reason why I want to write it on the board, because we have to understand that we have pain that we're going through. We have pain that we are experiencing. We have trauma that we are dealing with. And even though you have trauma, it's never going to leave you. Even though you've been through life, it's never going to disappear. Even though you have experienced things that you're not witnessing or not prepared for, it will not stop coming. So let me go ahead and write on this board, work with pain. Work with pain. And I emphasize the word pain because that's what it is. It has to, pain comes from, pain comes from our experience, and it's something that hurts us, something that stops us, something that puts us in a situation that we are not prepared for. But your pain does not stop happening. It just get covered the way you keep growing, the way you keep going, the way you keep processing in life. See, the thing about pain is that you have to process your pain and everything that you have been through. So I want to look up the definition of pain. Google. No, I love me some Google. If this is your first time here, I'm on Google looking up the word pain. I'm looking up the definition of pain. I'm going to read the definition because we have to really understand the words that we're using for ourselves. So the definition of pain is physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. Illness or injury. And it also says careful effort, great care, or trouble. I like the first one better. Physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. So what made me think about this topic, what made me think about speaking about pain and working with your pain, is that today I went to the Veterans Affairs Hospital. And when I went to the hospital, I went to go get a muscle, it's kind of like a muscle relaxer, where it's like a machine that sends like signals to your muscle to relax or something like that. I can't fully explain it because I'm really learning more about it now. Furthermore, it's kind of like a machine. Like when you turn it on, it's like a shock. It's like a shock. And so the machine is there to help you relax. And so the physical therapist, I believe that was her position, her title, as she was explaining what the machine does, she said, pain teaches, what she say? She say pain, pain stops us, or pain prepares us, or something like that. What she say? Dang, I hate, I forgot it, because it was so good. Pain trigger us. It was something on that line. Pain trigger us. Because when you're going through pain, when you're experiencing something difficult, you remember what you have experienced. And I feel like I'm a little bit more hard-headed, because every time I go through pain or hurt or an injury, I find a way to keep doing the same thing. So I think I'm kind of hard. I think I'm kind of hard-headed, because I keep going through pain. I keep putting myself in different situations. But what I learned that working with pain is that you have to work with your trauma. You have to work with things that you're not comfortable with. You have to work with situations that you're not familiar with. Pain is a discomfort. When you go through pain, it's a discomfort to heal. When you go through pain and experience something that hurts, it's painful to heal and overcome it. I remember when I was in high school playing football, and my senior year came, I tore my ACL, my meniscus. So during that time, I had to wear a brace. If anyone has ever injured anything or had a surgery for anything on your body, there's a common language that's spoken about when you see something familiar with. And so when I had to wear the brace was annoying. The brace was really annoying. But I was injured. My meniscus was torn. My ACL was torn as well. So I had to wear this brace because I couldn't walk. I couldn't even run. So I had to walk with the limp. I had to walk in pain. I had to walk in my injury. And so when I learned how to heal by going to physical therapy, I was able to be okay throughout the process. I had to learn how to walk. I had to learn how to move my leg. I had to learn how to run. I had to relearn everything. But it was the fact that I kept working with the pain. I kept identifying the pain. I kept not ignoring the pain, but finding a way to make the pain go away quicker. I either taking the prescribed medication, I either doing the exercises that I was supposed to do, and or just going to physical therapy and strengthening the muscle back up. And so when I went to the hospital today, I saw someone that had the same brace on. She had the same brace on. And the first thing I asked, I don't know if it was kind of rude or not, I apologize in advance if it was rude. Furthermore, it was a common language that I saw in her that she is going through pain that I currently went through. And I just asked, I was like, did you tell your ACL? She was like, no, but I think it's my meniscus. Meniscus is in your knees, like on the outside of your knees. Like on the, I don't know how to describe it. Your leg is, okay, this is your leg. This is like a horrible example. Okay, well, anywho, meniscus is on the outside of your knee. So if that breaks, you have no mobility in your leg, which means that you cannot move your leg. You cannot move your leg because your leg and your ligament is torn. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my goodness, she's in the beginning phase. Because now she has to identify the pain. Once you identify the pain, now you have to work with the pain. Once you work with the pain, you have to strengthen the pain. So that's the first point I want to hit on, is identify your pain. Identify your pain. Hold on. I got a pain that this board keeps shaking. Identify your pain. There we go. Identify your pain. Pain is something that's uncomfortable to us. That's uncomfortable for us. But it's the best lesson for us, because we're able to grow and learn from this. We're able to really put ourselves in a better situation, a better position, because we are able to identify the pain. When I tore my ACL when I was in high school, first off, when I tried to get up, I missed a tackle. I went down. I rolled over. When I tried to stand up, I went back down. And so when I went back down, first off, the trainer that was on the team, the athletic director, I think, what is it called? The trainer or the medical staff on the team, when he saw me go down, he was like, yep, it might be the ACL. But let me just check. So I got carried to the table. They put me on the table and they put my leg up. He grabbed my leg and examined it for probably 5 seconds. He grabbed it. He shook it. He said, yep, it's your ACL. I'm like, what? I'm in disbelief because this is my senior year. This is a year where I have, this is my last year playing football. I have no other years coming after this, but this is my last year. This is my last year. And so when he grabbed my leg and moved it, and it was just moving so freely, he said, yep, it's your ACL. And so when he told me it was my ACL, I really broke down and started crying because I put my all in playing football. I put my all in my football career when I had one. I put my all into it. And so when I put my all into it, it broke my heart to even see it be taken away so quickly. It broke my heart because it got taken away so quickly. And even though it got taken away so quickly, I had to learn that it was the greatest lesson ever. It was the greatest preparation ever. It was the greatest unknown pain that I would go to, that I would go through. Reason being because it taught me how to be resilient. Let's look up the definition of resilience. It taught me how to be resilient. And the reason why it taught me how to be resilient, first let me look up the definition. Resilient. Resilient definition of a person or animal able to withstand or recover quickly from a difficult conditions. And withstand, the definition is remain undamaged, unaffected by resist. So the reason why I wanted to look up the word withstand is that in order for you to identify your pain, you have to withstand. You have to, what was the definition again? You have to resist. That was the definition of withstand. You have to recover quickly. In order to identify your pain, you have to, now, was that the definition? Yeah, withstand, remain unaffected. Oh, identify your pain and remain unaffected. No, I'm just going to put resist. I'm just going to put resist. Yeah, I'm going to put resist. One, resist, S-T, withstand. Resist, withstand. I apologize for my hand, Ryan. Kind of trying to write fast. So, and the reason why that is so important, when you withstand your pain, when you resist what you're going through, you have to recognize that it's going to take time for you to get fully healed. It's going to take time for you to fully recover. It's going to take time for you to get back to normal. If not get back to normal, but get better than normal. And so, when I identified the pain, or when the doctor identified that I tore my ACL was torn. I couldn't walk. They wrapped it. And once they wrapped it, they put ice on it. And so then I was out of the game. I was out of the game. I couldn't play football anymore. And so now I'm in a place where I have to figure out what I would like to do. What I want to do and how should I go about doing it. I had no idea what I wanted to do until I started going to physical therapy. When I started going to physical therapy, I was resisting the pain. I was withstanding the pain because I was putting myself in a way that was forcing me to heal. First off, I had to go. I had surgery. I had to go. And then as I was there, just working out the muscles, building the muscle up, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. I'm in high school. It's my senior year. As far as it being my senior year, what do I need to do? How can I go about doing it? And what do I like doing? See, pain helps you identify your path. When you're in pain, this is when you learn the most. When I was in pain, this is when I learned the most because it taught me that you have to have a plan for yourself. And as you're having a plan for yourself, you have to recognize that the plan that you're going to have is not going to go as you think it's going to go. So you have to go through adversity. You have to go through pain. You have to go through different injuries. See, when you're doing things actively, you're bound to get injured. You're bound to get hurt. There's a probability that you can get hurt because you're moving your body. You're moving your body. You're doing something. See, the reason why I say there's a possibility that you can get hurt is that you're doing things. You're doing things. When you're moving, you're doing things. And so when I was moving, when I was playing football, I wasn't planning ahead because I didn't have to sit in my pain. And so when I was able to sit in my pain and really just dive into myself, dive into like the pain, because the pain was like, the pain wasn't going nowhere. That joker was hurting. The recovery process, that was different. The recovery process, yeah, that was different. But it made me just sit within myself. It made me identify my pain because I had to look at the injury every single day. It's my leg. It's attached to my body, so I have to learn how to work with it again. Have to learn how to take a shower with it. Have to learn how to walk with it. I have to learn how to use it again. See, oftentimes it's the pain that forces us to learn lessons that we are not prepared for. And so when I was just sitting at home, I remember this day like it was nothing. When I went from doing a lot to doing nothing, I had to sit in my pain. When you have a chance to sit in your pain, this is how you start working with your pain. Because in order for me to really build the muscle back up, I don't know if anyone has ever had surgery, there's a difference. When you have surgery on something, or your body, or your arm, or any parts of your body, let's just say I have a surgery on my right arm and my left arm. The left arm can be bigger than the right arm because the right arm lost all muscle mass, lost all strength, and you have to rebuild it. If not equal to the left one, or to the other arm, or to the other body part, you have to really put more effort into it because you have to focus on it. You have to identify and you have to really work with your pain. And so, as I was working with the pain in my leg, I had to learn that it was going to take time. It was going to take time to get my mobility back. It was going to take time for me to be able to walk. It was going to take time for me to be able to run. And I was willing to put that time into it because the time that I had to work with the pain and identify it, it made me resist and become resistant. I was resisting that I couldn't play football anymore. Yet I withstand the pain because I wanted to get better. I pushed myself through it because I was getting better over time. Your pain, when you identify your pain, when you work with your pain, you're getting better because you're learning how to handle adversity. Adversity does not stop coming. Adversity shows up in a way when you're not ready for it, when you're not prepared for it, when you haven't identified, it will come unexpectedly in a way where it's going to force you to recognize and sit in it. You have to plan ahead, and being in pain is not as bad as everyone thinks. It's not as bad. It hurt. It hurt like crazy. It hurt like crazy. It definitely hurt. But when you get through the pain, when you get through the suffering, when you get through the loneliness, you understand like there's a process behind everything that you have to go through. Adversity, the definition of adversity. I do want to look up the definition of adversity because that's what life is all about. Life is going to throw you things that you're not ready for. And the things that it's throwing is called adversity. Adversity, there we go. Adversity definition, a state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune. Let me find a simple one. In simple words, hostile or unfavorable. Adversity does not work in your favor because it comes unexpectedly. It comes when you are not expecting it. It comes when adversity wanted to show up. Reason being, because you have to identify that the pain that you're in right now is forcing you to plan ahead. It's forcing you to heal and recognize it. See, going through the recovery phase taught me that adversity is going to be different. Adversity is going to be difficult. Adversity is going to be challenging. And so even though I played football, I didn't have an injury where I had to challenge myself every single day. I had to do the small work behind the scenes in order for me to grow and get better over time. And so when I was willing to do the work, when I was willing to learn, when I was willing just to sit in my pain Every day that I had to go to physical therapy, I was learning and preparing more. I remember as I was working out my leg, first I had to ride the bike. I had to get the continue to get the mobility up. I think every other week or every week he was testing how much my range has developed. How much am I able to move my leg? How much am I able to bend it? How much am I able to straighten it out? And that was a process itself because it hurt so bad. The pain that was there, it hurt so bad. The pain that was in my head made me want to stop. The pain, I wanted to protect the pain because the pain was so hurtful. The pain was something that I had to fight through because I wanted to get better. And so as the pain was there in my leg, it was not only in my leg, but I felt it everywhere. I felt it everywhere because the pain just stayed there. And over time, I felt me getting better. Every day, I felt me getting stronger. Every day, I saw the difference. I saw the difference because it went from not being able to move my leg. Hello, this is the mobility of the leg. Not being able to move my leg like this, but to move it in a way where it's like, okay, you're making progress. Okay, you're making more progress. Oh, you're making even more progress. You make progress over time. See, your pain helps you make progress over time because you have to identify what you're going through. See, when we protect our pain, we're not growing because it hurts so much. It hurt us so much. It hurts so much to even deal with it, to even overcome it, to even challenge it. Because one thing that stops a lot of people from growing is that the pain stops us from growing and healing. See, when I was able to identify the pain, that's when I started going to physical therapy. That's when I started learning more about what happened and what took place. I was learning more about it because I put myself in the environment that I was able to learn. I was able to see. I was able to ask. And so one day I just asked my physical therapist. I said, man, so how long you been doing this? He said, man, I've been doing it for over 10 years. I said, what do you like? What do you like about it? He said, man, I get to help people get back to themselves. I get to help people build their confidence back up. I said, that seems pretty cool. That seems pretty aspiring. Like, I believe I could do something like that. And so I committed. And at the time when I was in physical therapy, I didn't know I was going to try to pursue physical therapy. Okay. And so every day that I went to therapy, I'm asking questions like, when we was in school, what was the most challenging thing there was? And so he was telling me and he mentioned that there was a lot of signs. And I didn't understand that there was a lot of science that you had to take in college, but it was a lot of school. Because in order to be a physical therapist, you have to have a master's degree. So I'm like, it sounds good for the moment. It sounds good for the opportunity. But, you know, it ain't registered to me like I think it's supposed to. And so as I'm sitting there trying to figure out what I want to do for my future, for my life, and for everything I want to do, it taught me that you have to go through the process. You have to go through the pain. You have to go through the injury to recognize if this is something that you would like to do. So at the moment, I was the patient. I was the one being taken care of. I was the one getting the help. And so even though I was the one getting the help, I had to learn the roles are going to be switched one day. But it's the industry that matters that makes a difference. My pain, when I was able to work with my pain, I was doing the work. I was showing up. There was days when I was showing up in physical therapy when I didn't even want to show up no more. Because it got redundant. It got about redundant. It got repetitive. And it got boring, because now I have to go to physical therapy, and the physical therapy is not bringing as much excitement that I think it's going to bring. And the reason why that is so important, because your pain is not going to be exciting. Your pain is not going to be fun. Your pain is not going to be enjoyable. But see, when you recognize the type of pain that you're dealing with and you identify it, now you can start working and developing more over time. And the reason why that's so important, because when you identify what you have been through or the injury that you're facing or the difficulty that you're experiencing, you're able to withstand the pain because you're able to be persistent along the way. You're able to continue to show up in a way that's going to help you over time. And the reason why this is so special, because your pain never leaves you. It gets shown in a different way. It gets presented in a different manner. It get demonstrated in a way that you don't expect. And the way that it's getting demonstrated is by adversity. Adversity forces you to learn and go through different challenges. See, as you're going through different challenges, you have to learn that you're not going to be prepared for everything that's coming to you, for everything that's coming for you. I was talking to my brother, I think yesterday, day for yesterday, and he got to tell me that he's doing what is called jiu-jitsu. He's doing jiu-jitsu and he's putting himself out there. And so I just asked him, man, you ever got injured? He said, no. Oh. Not to wish anything upon them, but when you're doing things, when you're active, there's a probability that you can get injured. There's a probability that something can happen. And the reason why I'm saying this is because oftentimes when you're actively chasing your dreams, you have to know that there's going to be obstacles and adversity that's going to come for you. It's going to come to you. It's going to come in a way where it's going to put you through some pain. See, when you go through pain, you're growing through the discomfort. You're growing through the unknown. You're growing through not understanding everything that you are experiencing. And so as I was going to physical therapy, over time, I was able to do more weight. I was able to do more training. I was able to move more. I was able to run more. I was able to walk more because I was doing and showing up every day. Pain hurts. In our mind, we want to protect the pain. Today, when I went to the hospital, they gave me a machine for my muscles so it could be more relaxed. And we want to protect the pain because we're so familiar with it. It hurts. We don't want to go through it. We don't want to experience something that's going to hurt us. We don't want to go through something that's going to harm us. See, it's the fact that when you go through pain, it's not just physical pain. It can be mental pain. It can be emotional pain. There can be some type of pain that you go through that's going to cause you to sit down with yourself. It's going to cause you to identify who you are, what you have been through. What you have been through is the greatest lesson because it's helping you be prepared to withstand what's coming to you. By withstand, I'm saying to help you resist the pain. One thing that the pain teaches you is that you can do it. You can do it. It's just a matter of how much pain are you willing to endure? How much pain are you willing to go through? How much pain are you willing to experience in order to get to where you want to be? The reason why that's so important because your pain causes you to have a plan. And the plan comes from your pain because how long do you need to sit in your misery? How long do you need to sit in your pain? How long do you need to just sit within yourself, within your thoughts, and just understand that you are going to be okay? You are going to be okay. I've came to the conclusion that I'm kind of hard-headed when it comes to pain because I'm always finding different ways to hurt myself. Not intentionally, not on purpose, but I'm always finding a way to hurt myself, and I'm always finding the lesson behind it. I'm always finding the lesson behind the pain because the pain is adversity. Adversity will challenge you. Adversity will push you. Adversity will encourage you because the second it gets hard, the second pain gets introduced to you, that's when we want to throw in the towel. That's when we want to second guess ourselves. That's when we don't think that we're good enough because we're going through some pain, going through a look pain. It's not a pain that's going to hurt you and destroy your life. Pain is going to build you up over time. Because it forces you to identify what you're going through. It forces you to recognize your injury. It forces you to recognize that you are going to be okay. See, pain never leaves. Never leaves. Pain never leaves. Because there's different ways that you can get injured. Physically, emotionally, and what's the other allergy? Reason why I'm saying this is because pain doesn't go away. And I want to look up the definition of pain again because when we start understanding these words, we start to really grow in a way that's going to benefit us. It's going to help us grow. Because pain Definition of pain is physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. By illness or injury. And two, the next point I want to hit on, let me come back to the screen. Next point I want to hit on is that pain or going through pain is okay. It's not the end of the world. Next point I want to hit on is that it's not the end of the world. It's just a stopping ground, just a ground to help you grow. It's not the end of the world. Pain is not the end of the world because we all go through our own trauma. We all go through our own pain. We all go through our own experience. And it's so important to recognize that pain is not the end of the world. It's just here to show you something. It's just here to teach you something. It's just here to help you identify what you are going through, what you are experiencing. So when I went to the hospital today, it was a woman there that had a brace on, similar brace that I had on when I first injured my meniscus, my ACL. It was a brace where you had to wear, that you had to wear and put on. Because if you didn't put it on, then your leg would be hurt. And so when I saw her, I just automatically knew that, one, it's either your meniscus or your ACL. But two, I probably said it in a wrong way that helped her identify the pain. I probably said it incorrectly. Furthermore, it's not the end of the world. You're not going to always be in pain until you recognize the pain that you're in. Reason why that is so important, because growth happens when you grow through adversity. When you grow through adversity and you're able to identify what you are going through, what you are experiencing, and what can be learned from this. Learning from pain helps you grow even faster, because as you're growing faster, you're able to recognize that it's not the end of the world. It's just here for a moment. Pain is just here for a moment. Your injury is just here for a moment. Illness is just here for a moment. But as it's here, how are you sitting in it? How are you healing? How are you growing from it? I remember a couple of years ago when I got sick. I felt myself getting sick. I felt my body changing. I felt me sniffling. I felt me coughing. I felt me getting sick. And so as I was getting sick, I wanted to catch the cold before the cold came and caught me, because I didn't want to be injured. I didn't want to have to deal with no pain. I didn't want to be ill. And so when I tried to catch it, I drank four different orange juices that had over 46 grams of sugar. That had 46 grams of sugar. Forget all that other stuff that had in it, that the orange juice had in it. It had 46 grams of sugar. And the reason why, 46 times 4, I within a span of maybe 30 minutes, I drank 184 grams of sugar. That is a lot of sugar. Forget all them vitamin C's. Forget all them vitamin D's. Forget all the vitamins that's in the orange juice. I drank a lot of sugar. And so when I tried to catch the cold that was coming, I did too much that made me even more ill. That made me even more sick. And so as I drank the orange juices, at the moment it felt good. At the moment, I'm thinking I'm getting better. At the moment, I thought that was going to stop the pain. And what I didn't recognize is that was just the beginning of the pain. See, oftentimes we try to catch the pain so quickly before the pain even comes. See, when you work with your pain, you have to work. You have to let your body heal itself over time. You have to do the work that's going to help you heal and grow over time. See, when you identify the pain, when I identify the sickness, when I identify the illness, I recognize that it was something that my body was rejecting. I wanted to reject it even faster. But life doesn't happen like that. Life doesn't work like that. It doesn't work when you want to get better, when you want to stop something or prevent pain. Adversity still comes in a way where you have to identify and work with it rather than against it. And see, when I start to recognize that it's not the end of the world, I just had to get some rest. I had to rest that time, and for a whole week, I was exhausted, I was drained, but I got some rest. I got some rest. even though I tried to beat the illness, I tried to beat me getting sick, I still ended up going through some pain. I still ended up getting ill or sick because I tried to stop it too fast. I tried to stop it too fast. Pain has to go through the course. We have to go through the phases of pain to recognize that we are going to be okay. When you identify what you are going through, when you identify what you have been through, when you identify what you will go through, life is going to teach you lessons, going to prepare you for your future. See, the reason why it's not the end of the world, because you're preparing for your future. The adversity that you're handling is preparing you for your future. It's pushing you in a way that's going to help you grow more than you can ever think, more than you can ever imagine, more than you can ever fathom. Because you're going through the process. You're going through the steps and you're learning how to work with yourself. You're learning how to work and identify your pain. Your pain is the stepping stone to your growth. Reason being, because when you sit in your misery, when you sit in your illness, when you sit in something that you have been through, you recognize that it's not the end of the world. You recognize that you can recognize that it's not the end of the world because you're working with the pain rather than against it. And it's so important to understand that pain never leaves. Pain never goes. It just gets displayed in a different way. It gets showed in a different manner because it's a new way to handle adversity. I remember a couple months ago when I started learning Spanish, I wasn't as good at it. I'm still learning. I'm still learning as we're going. But as I'm learning, I'm learning more and how to have different conversations in another language. And so when I first started speaking the words, and remember the words were so difficult because this was something new. This was something difficult. This was something that I haven't practiced before. So even though, or practice consistently, because I went to, when I was in middle school, I took Spanish for middle school and high school. I took Spanish, but I didn't necessarily use it in my everyday language. So I learned it, then I forgot it, learned it, then I forgot it. So now I'm really taking this serious because I really want to learn Spanish. And so I have to understand that there's a process behind everything. Excuse me. There's a process behind everything. And I can't start speaking fluently if I don't understand how the words are presented. How to pronounce the words. How to communicate the words. How to understand the language. One thing that I've always had an ideal for was that learning has to take its course, has to take time. As I was healing, I had to take time to heal. It took me six to eight months to even heal and be able to walk normal again. The distance that it takes or the time frame is so far away from us. It's so not near us. We have to understand that it takes time, either a month, 2 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, however long it takes, we have to be committed to doing the work. We have to be committed to doing the process and showing up for the pain. Because if I would have stopped going to physical therapy month three, I wouldn't have been able to have the strength that I had in my leg by month eight. It just takes time. We can't expect things to happen overnight on the time that we desire because we are tired of them. We are frustrated with them. We want something different. In order for your pain or for you to work with your pain, you have to give yourself some time. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to give yourself time. You have to give yourself time. Give yourself time. Give yourself time. And by time, I'm not saying like a day. I'm going to give myself a day to heal and be better. I'm going to give myself a week and be better. Like, you really have to give yourself a good amount of time to heal over time, because you have to work with it. You have to work with the pain. You have to do the exercises. You have to do and learn the extra curriculum. You have to go about searching information that you do not understand. So as I was going through the process of healing with my ACL and strengthening my leg was building the muscle over time. My leg was building the mobility over time. My leg was strengthening over time. The first day that I went to physical therapy, I didn't have the muscles that I had by the time I got done. So I had to understand, I had to give myself some type of grace to be able to show up every single day until my leg got better. I mean, when I went back to school, I had a bandage on it, like I wrapped my leg up and then put the brace on it. Then I had my crutches. So I had to learn how to walk with crutches. Sometimes we have to take baby steps in order to learn the lessons that's here in front of us. So as I'm learning how to walk with crutches, as I'm learning how to walk back on my foot, it's tiring. It's overwhelming because, one, I never used crutches before. Now I have to get familiar with it. Now I have to start training it. Now I have to start practicing. And so as I'm using the crutches, I have to understand that I get better over time. So as I'm walking and I'm walking around the place, walking around the school, I remember when we had, because in my 12th grade year, we drove to school and we was driving a 2001 Yukon. That was a good truck. That was a good vehicle. We was driving this truck and we parked like, you know, on the street where we had to walk up a hill. The hill wasn't as steep, but it was a hill that was like painful. It was a, let me see if I can actually find the hill. It's not gonna necessarily be a hill, but it's gonna be more so of like the distance that we had to walk for us to get to the car. And so as I'm walking, it's painful to go up the hill. As I'm walking, it hurts to go up the hill. But I'm fighting through the pain. I'm working with the pain because the pain is not going to stop happening. It's not going to stop coming. It's not going to stop being present because as I'm doing and showing up, I'm learning how to work with the pain. I want to show how and where we had to work. Walk. Because let me change. So I want to see if I can. Let me see. Is this the place? Nah, I'm too far out. Hold on, y'all can't see what I'm seeing. My bad. Y'all can't see what I'm seeing. So right now, I'm currently showing the street that we had to walk on when I was in high school. Let me see. Let me try to find it first. Hold on. Cause it was far. Okay, I almost got it. Hold on. I know exactly where it's at now. Cause we on the other side. Right here. Yup. Nope. Not yet. Nope. It's the street over. Yup. This right here. Yup. Let me share my screen. So this was back in 2011. So this was the street. Let me go down to this way. When we got out of school, I came here and then I had to walk up this hill. You can't see if it's a hill right now. But now that I turn around, you see that hill? Just imagine walking on this hill with crutches. It wasn't as steep. It wasn't that deep. But it did hurt. It was painful. It was annoying. And so the reason why that just came about is because I was working with my pain because I was willing to walk. I was willing to grow. I was willing to work with it rather than against it. And as I'm working with the pain, I'm growing over time. I'm getting better over time. I'm not moving as fast, but I'm moving in a way where I can continue to move, continue to progress, continue to take one step at a time. I remember the steps that I was taking that was like very... very small proportions. Like, I wasn't even walking fast, but I was walking at the speed that I was going. I was walking at the rate that I could walk. Excuse me. And it was so important to identify my pain, because when I was able to identify my pain, I learned that it's not excuse me, I learned that it's not the end of the world. And since it's not the end of the world and it's painful, I have to give myself time. I have to give myself time to heal. Because when pain comes, when illness hits you, when injury strikes you, you have to know that you have to give it time to heal. You have to give it a moment to breathe. When I went working out the other day and I hit my head on the workout machine, I hit my head, I cut my head, and I had to go get stitches. The following day, I went to the same exact machine and identified how I messed up, how I did it myself, and I started working out again. The same exercise that I was doing the day prior when I got injured, I did the same exact exercise the next day, but I made sure that the equipment was secured this time. The equipment was secured this time because I paid attention to it. The pain that I had on my head caused me to recheck myself, caused me to make sure that it's good, that it's secure, that it's on there. Reason being, because when pain comes, we lose our train of thought and what we are going through. We lose our train of thought and what we are experiencing, because there's so many different lessons that we have to understand. In our worst moment, in our lowest moment, that's the best. That's when the best thing happens. That's when the best growth happens, because you're able to sit and identify what you have been through, what you would like to do, what you would like to go. See, planning ahead came from my pain. Planning ahead came from my pain. And so when I was asking my physical therapist more on how he got into the industry and what made him be committed to helping others, I knew that my path was going to be different. I knew my path was going to be similar in a way, but when I got to college, I really knew how it was going to be different. I really knew. In life, pivoting and changing directions for your goals is absolutely okay, because you have to do things and learn that the things that you're doing is something that you like and or like. It's something that you like and or dislike, because it's giving you a plan or path to follow. It's giving you a direction to pursue and something to look forward to. And it's so important to recognize that it comes from understanding that your success is made overnight. I'm sorry, your success is made over time rather than overnight. We have to get the idea of overnight success or success overnight out of our minds, out of our head, because it stops a lot of our growth because we are protecting the pain. We are protecting the pain. See, when I tore my ACL in high school, I knew I wasn't going to go to college to play college football. Cause I was 5'6", 180 pounds. I said, yep. That's already out the window. I don't need to play football no more. I'm good. First off, my injury caused me I was thinking about my injury. And second, I was thinking, man, I'm 5'6", 180. I'm not that fast. I'm kind of strong, but not that strong. But these guys in college, they different kind of strong. I said, yeah, I want to do that. I enjoyed my time playing football. I have memories. I have videos. I have footage. I have friends. I have team members that I'm still growing with and close with. But my time on the field came when I injured myself. When I tore my ACL and my meniscus, that's when my time ended. But I was okay with that. Prior to the season even starting, I was okay with not playing college football. I was going to give my best the whole entire time as I'm playing high school football. Reason being, because I was committed. At the time, when you're active and doing things, you have pain. So I had small pain, small like injuries where I could work through and play through. I remember one time we was in training camp, and as we was in training camp, we was playing. I forgot who we was playing, but it was a toss sweep or something like this. So the guy was running. And so as the guy was running, I dove. But as I dove, I missed him. And once I missed him, I landed on my tailbone. At the time, I didn't know what a tailbone even was. A tailbone is like the bone above your it's like the lower part of your back or something like that. I didn't even know what a tailbone even was, but they taught me, okay, you have an injury on your tailbone. Now you have to stretch it. Now that stretch was different. That stretch hurt. That stretch was painful. I was trying to protect the pain because it hurt. I couldn't even walk. But it hurt so bad I wanted to get through it. It hurt so bad I wanted to heal. It hurt so bad I wanted to get back on the field. So pain shows up in different ways that forces us to identify it. And as we are identifying, go through the process of healing and growing and developing, because it doesn't stop happening. Adversity just gets shown up in a different way. As it's shown up in a different way, now we understand like there's process and steps that we have to go through. And see, even though I hurt my tailbone in the beginning or during the summer, I understood that when you have an injury, you have to do the exercises. You have to do what the doctor requests or the trainer requests, because if you don't, you're only hurting yourself. You're only hurting yourself when you're not doing the process, when you're not doing the work that you need to do, when you're not doing the exercises, because the exercises are here to help you grow. Your pain is something that has to be identified so a professional can help you and guide you along the way that can help solve your problem and help you grow even more. And the reason why that's so important, because many times the pain is so overwhelming, it's so stressful, that we want to go through it as quickly as it comes to us. As quickly as we go through something, we want to get rid of it. But what did you learn? What did you learn? See, when you give yourself time, you understand that it takes time to learn what you need to identify. It takes time to recognize the lesson that's here for you. See, even though it's for you, you have to know that it's not the end of the world, because you're getting better over time. Not just with the injury, not just with your leg, not just with one part. You're getting better because you're putting yourself in a position that can help you get better. You can't get better if you're not going through the process. See, pain, everyone has pain, has different types of pain. Everyone has pain in a different way, but the process is the same. You have to identify. When you identify your pain, you have to know that it's not the end of the world. You have to know that you are going to be okay, but it's some work that you will have to do so you can come out better on the other side. And once you recognize this is not the end of the world, you have to give yourself time. Don't compare your pain to another person's pain. Don't compare your journey to another person's journey. Don't compare your experience to someone else's experience, because everyone's experience is different than the next. Even though the woman that I saw in the hospital today, she had a brace on, her experience is completely different from mine. I told mine playing football. I didn't ask how she tore hers. I didn't ask what she did to even tear her meniscus in the ACL. I didn't ask it, but the process is the similar. The process is similar. The journey is similar. And so when I really understood that the work is something that forces you to grow, that forces you to improve, just because you share something similar with the next person doesn't mean you have the same experience with the next person. And the reason why this is so important, because we have to, once we work with our pain, now we stop being so hard on ourselves, because now we're able to identify the pain. Now we're able to recognize and get proper help from someone that can guide us along the path, that can guide us along the direction, that can guide us in a better position, because we are searching for the answers. We are searching for the results. See, the results come when you work with your pain. When you do the training, when you identify your pain, answers come to you in a way where it's going to help you grow. And as you're able to grow, you have to understand like there's a process behind everything, and you have to learn that it's not the end of the world. See, the world goes on with or without you, and learning that you don't have to be so hard on yourself. You just have to identify your pain first so you can work with it. And as you're working with your pain is going to grow with you to a better person. It's going to build your adversity up where you able to handle things that you are unfamiliar with, or you're able to better understand things that you're going through, because as you're going through life, as you're going through different experiences, it's helping you to be more prepared for adversity. How do you plan ahead and plan for the adversity and the pain that's going to come to you? Well, you just can't plan that type of way. You just can't plan ahead for the pain that's going to come to you. Just know, as you are going through life, as you are going through experiences, as you're going through your own journeys, life is going to hit you. It's going to hit you in a way that you're not expecting it. So I wouldn't say be ready for it. Just identify that it will happen. Just recognize that it will happen. That there's a probability that it can happen. There's a probability that it can happen. I give my brother kudos, because he's putting himself out there in a way that he's unfamiliar with. He's putting himself out there that he's unfamiliar with. And now, like, when you go through the process, there's a probability that you can't get hurt. There's a probability that you can get hurt. We just have to understand that the probability that of us doing and chasing our dreams, what causes us to grow, what causes us to exceed. My oldest brother, he got baptized. It was surprising. He didn't let nobody know, but he got baptized. So the pain that came from being baptized was that he had to recognize that he wanted to. He had to identify the reason behind it, and he had to go through the process. See, everyone's journey is different. There's multiple people that's been baptized. There's multiple people that has committed their life to Jesus Christ. There's been multiple different sermons like that. And everyone's journey is different. Everyone's experience is different. Just because you go through something doesn't mean that the next person will experience the same pain that you went through, yet there will be similar in ways where y'all can communicate and have common grounds and have a better understanding of each other's pain. See, pain is something that happens, and it happens more than we think. And it happens more than we expect. My mama right now, she's going through a healing process because she has pain. She has pain. And the reason why I'm sharing this is that me and my two brothers and my mama, we all have some type of pain, yet our experience, our journey, our timing is different for everything. It would not be the same, and it's different because the pain is shown up in a way that it's shown up in a way for us or for the individual that's going through the moment. It's going through the motion. It's going through the pain. Why? Because you grow through it. You grow through it and you become better over time. You become stronger over time. You become more wise over time because your experience is the best teacher. Experience is the best teacher. I can read so many books about physical therapy, but if I don't take the class and go start doing physical therapy, I'm not a physical therapist. I'm not a physical therapist now, but that's just an example. And if I wanted to be a physical therapist, I would have to go to school for it. I would have to get a master's for it. I would have to actually start doing the work of being a physical therapist. And since I'm not, that's just an example. Reason being, because the process and journey is different for everyone. Everyone has a struggle. Everyone has their own path. I want to look up the definition of path. Let me see. Path definition. Everyone has their own path. And just because you have your own path doesn't mean that you cannot get through it. And so the definition of path is a way or track laid down for walking or made by continual treading. Let's see, there's of course the direction in which a person or thing is moving. I like this one. Course of action or conduct. Nah, this one is better. The course or direction in which a person or thing is moving. By person or thing that's moving. Your path is your path because it's something that you're moving and working towards. Your path is your path is because there's something that you are pursuing. Your path is your path because it's helping you identify the direction that you would like to go. There's nothing wrong with your path. Your path is here for you. Your path is here to prepare you. Your path is here to help you recognize things that you don't even know you need to learn. And see, the reason why it's so important, because when you work with pain, you're growing more over time. You're developing more than you think, and you're evolving in a way that's going to help you understand your pain. Pain doesn't stop happening. Pain does not stop showing up. Pain does not stop being present. And even though it doesn't stop being present, there's a process behind everything that we have to go through to recognize what we're going through. It's helping us prepare for our pain. See, when you work with your pain, when you work and identify your pain, you're seeing what you're going through. You're seeing what you're experiencing, and you're learning from it. The worst thing that could ever possibly happen is that when you go through pain and you have no lesson from it, and you get nothing from it, because you're so stuck in what you are feeling, what you are going through. You're focused on your injury, your illness, or something that's bothering you. See, your pain is not the end of the world, because it's building you. The best lesson comes when you're at your lowest. The best lesson get presented when you are at your lowest. Because there's things that get discovered that we are not looking for. There's things that get discovered that we're not familiar with. There's things that get discovered that helps us along the journey. Even though it's helping us along the journey, we have to understand, we have to identify the pain first. And as we identify the pain first, we have to understand that it's building us so we can be resistant with the pain. So we can withstand what we're going through and learn lessons that is going to present for us. And so as it's presenting lesson for us, we have to know and understand that it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world, because you can get through it. You can grow through it. You can learn from it. And the reason why that's so important, because once you learn and recognize that it's not the end of the world, your growth get developed, because you have to give yourself time. You have to give yourself time, because there's no such thing as overnight success. There's no such thing as overnight healed. There's no such thing as overnight anything, because you have to give yourself enough time for you to go through the pain, for you to identify, for you to heal, and for you to process it. Everyone's experience is different. Yet everyone deals with some type of pain and adversity that helps them grow. It helps you grow. So recognize that you are on the right path, that you are in the right direction, because there's only one you. So why not be the best that you can be? So if you enjoyed this, make sure you share this with a friend that's going through pain, that's experiencing a hard time, that's experiencing some type of illness, and send this video to them and say, hey, I feel like you're going through a hard time, and this video is going to help you, because there's messages and information in there that can help you along the way, that can help you for your path, that can help you for your journey. Make sure y'all subscribe, make sure you like, and leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this video and how you can start applying it for yourself. Hmm.